Riley, a good win in the end.
Yes, very good. Bit of nail-biting stuff at the end, but at least the guys got their money's worth today.
Was it a little bit too close to comfort, do you think?
No, it's something I'm going to need to learn from, because we should be winning that game comfortably. I'm just glad to see the two youngsters, Joe and Lou, take us through. So it's good experience for them to come out on top in that situation.
90 from you off just 68 balls. It looked comfortable when you were there.
Yeah, I think it was a very good batting wicket, and our bowlers did a very good job to restrict them to what they were, because it was such a good surface and it was lightning fast outfield. So I'm very happy with my performance today, but also upset that I didn't make the 100. So I will be kicking myself for that, yeah.
You got a little bit tense. There seemed to be lots of singles. It was down to sort of one a ball around the 36 ball mark. Boundaries seemed to be hard to come by at that stage.
Which stage?
With Joe out there and before Lewis came in. Boundaries seemed to be sort of dry up a little bit after you got out, basically.
I think their bowlers reacted a little bit too late, and they found the right areas to hit, and what the cutters worked really well, and that might be a little bit on their downfall because they adjusted too late to the pitch. But in saying that, we did bat very well up until then.
You had a revised target, didn't you? 34 overs, 227. Did you feel that the Duckworth Lewis worked in your favour a little bit there?
That's probably not my place to say, but I don't think Duckworth Lewis is worked in anyone's favour ever. We thought it was against our favour, but then again, it made it look so easy on this wicket. So I guess you can say it was probably even Stevens at the end of the day.
Now, what about you? Because, I mean, you know, red ball, white ball, there's a lot of discussion, isn't there, about how you play the red ball and how you play the white ball. I mean, the way you play today, does the white ball feel easier? Does it come more natural to you?
No, not at all. If you look at my record, I've had more success in the red ball game. It's probably just adjusting to the duke ball, which I've never had any experience at all before last season. And just the wicket tonight was a very good wicket. And you don't get many of those in red ball cricket. So it's catch 22.
Right. I mean, overall in the championship, though, how do you feel it's gone so far? Because, I mean, the last innings at Taunton, I mean, from you, fantastic rearguard effort.
Yeah, in the championship, I think we haven't put a complete performance together. Either we've bowled well, or we haven't really batted well either in the championship. And it's about forming partnerships, and we haven't really done that this season. So hopefully, white ball puts us in good nick for when come the middle part of the championship.
It's been a good start in this competition. 2 wins from 2.
Yes, very happy for the team, and let's take this momentum forward. The more wins we get on our belt early doors, happy days.
Now, Essex here on Wednesday. Hampshire Man had a good record against Essex recently in any form of the game.
Well, if we play like we play today, I don't think anyone's going to beat us in this competition. Barring the back end of what we've lost wickets, but coming out on top of tonight is going to put us in good stead for the rest of the competition.
Does it feel in the dressing room as though maybe the game's coming together in the 50-over game? Because it hasn't been that great the last couple of years, has it?
Well, it's fine margins that you need to improve on daily. Things in the field as well. I thought we weren't too great in the field today, but we were better than what we were last or on Saturday. So it's little things you need to improve on. You've got to keep on top of your game.